What's up, Fast Real Estate Services? Mike Mendoza on the commute, talking real estate. It is June 3rd. Holy cow. Half of the year's over. Where are you at with your goals? Forget about the pandemic. It's over. All right. We're in Ohio. Mask mandate is lifted for the state. Most businesses, I don't see any signs for wearing masks, which is great. I'm meeting in person with clients at the office this morning. Is it back to normal? You know, it's never normal. Everything is changing, ever changing, every day. We're getting older. We're gonna die. So just remember that. Once you realize that, and once you work towards, at least for me, work towards how you want people to talk about you at your funeral, then I think everything else will fall in place. We got currently cryptocurrency. Whoever would have thought that I would be talking about cryptocurrency, but here we are. It's up and down. It's a roller coaster. It's gambling. This is what I do for recreation. I don't have a ton of money in cryptocurrency, but it's kind of fun to learn and watch and to not be stressed out. Like some of my friends who put a ton of money into cryptocurrency, basically, you know, their life savings, hoping that it's going to change their life. So I don't know if that's the best strategy, but, you know, I tell people if you're going to do that, it's just like trying to change your life at the roulette table, putting $50,000 down to hit your number or whatever. I mean, that's really what it is right now. It's, I don't care what anybody says. Do I believe in the technology? Do I believe in its value? Yes. But at right now, it's not proven. It's not mainstream, and the market is the market, and the market is currently not putting the value that people want it to be, which is 100 times or 10 times what their original investment is if you put it in today. Now, if you were one of the OGs and put it in 2015, 16, 17, then yeah, then you are probably doing pretty well if you put a significant amount of money into it. But for those of you who are in it now and think that you're going to be a cryptocurrency millionaire, then, you know, it's the people who can hang on to the roller coaster, and I'm talking about hanging on, not in a seat, but on the back of the roller coaster, flying vertically, horizontally, with your hands holding on to the back of the roller coaster. So all those people you're going to see in 5 years, hopefully I'll still be doing this content or be able to do this content then, and we're going to look back at this, and hopefully I'm going to have some documentation saying that I believed in the technology. It's hopefully going to reach 100x or 1000x, but for the, you know, those, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to lose a lot of money, and they're going to sell off, and they're not going to realize their potential in the crypto market. So, but we're talking real estate. Not sure. Well, I guess talking crypto because that's what we're doing right now. But also doing real estate development, or more focusing on real estate development, and more focusing on trying to do deals to make that income, mostly with buyers. Trying to get listings is really difficult. It seems like the listings I'm getting are coming from deaths. So somebody has died and they need to sell their property, or their family members need to sell their property, or through forced relocation due to work and things like that. So we will see how the market continues to churn. The inventory is still scarce. People are paying way too much for their house right now, in my opinion. I'm so glad that I'm not forced into the market to do that right now. So we'll see if there's, you know, I think there's going to be an adjustment by the end of the year, and then maybe next year we'll see how all this stimulus money in the economy and other things play into what the market does. But as far as real estate, you know, it's still the same old. As I get older and as I continue in this game, it's been since 1997, so over 24, 25 years that we've learned in this market. You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared for the next cycle. And what's the next cycle? What I think the next cycle is that there's going to be an adjustment. And if you have the cash, if you have the resources, private investors, or however you can get your money to purchase real estate, then just be ready. Right now, in my opinion, just as we were not prepared to buy houses January, February of 2020 for the uptick, I think you're going to see an adjustment. Foreclosures are going to be on the rise again. Maybe not this year, but end of this year, next year, definitely. People can't hide from not paying their mortgage, because that all these moratoriums are going to be lifted. Stimulus money is going to dry up, and people aren't going to be able to afford the houses that they bought for whatever reason, if they're not gearing up to get ready to pay for those. So we need to, as an investor, be prepared to scoop up those deals. Right now, retail, commercial real estate is hanging by a thread because people, still aren't going out to buy stuff. They're buying stuff online and for the most part, but there's still a need for in-person retail, but I think it's ever-changing, and we will need to figure out how to thrive in a market where more and more people are buying stuff online, because it's more convenient. They can get what they want, exactly what they want. So, if we can figure out how to get exactly what the consumer wants right then and there, then maybe they will pay a premium, knowing that your in-person retail store will be there for them, so they can just pick it up right now. Instead, if they can wait 24 hours, then in-person retail is really at risk. Really, the only reason I see retail being needed is that you need the product right now, and you need the exact product that you're looking for, not something that you can compromise on, unless it's a dire emergency to have it, or your kid needs it for school, for a homework assignment or something. I'm trying to think of a good way to describe and categorize these things, but it's almost retail is becoming for that urgent purchase. If it's a piece of clothing, like I need a pair of jeans, I need a pair of sporting equipment, I need a pair of glasses for this purpose, I need this tool for what I'm doing. And then I think your in-person retail has to be seamlessly integrated with your online business of selling your products, so that it is a choice for your consumer to either buy from you online, and that they can get their products within 24 to 48 hours, if they can figure out how to do within the morning, let's say, within 4 hours or within the afternoon, so like that 4 hour window, then it's going to be game over. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if we can help our clients figure that out. You know, space may be, or may not be, shrinking, because if you're doing an omni-channel presence where you have in-person and online, then that, that inventory may be in the same store. So you're still going to need the space, maybe even more space, but not so much in-person retail space, but more warehousing space. So I can see retailers needing a big warehouse with a small storefront, in-person storefront presence. Or they just have a small storefront presence, and then they have a big storage area somewhere else off-site that they use for their online. But I just don't, I mean, efficiency wise you would think that if everything's in one place, you know, like Home Depot basically is a warehouse, Costco is a warehouse where people can come in, these mega grocery stores like Super Walmarts and Meijer, and these you see, you know, they're either retail is either shrinking or it is growing into a hybrid warehouse retail presence. So so who knows, I could be totally wrong, and this is just my observations in the marketplace, and seeing what I can do to help that out. But you know, we're working with investors right now looking for specific use type facilities, like an auto repair shop, like a small shopping plaza for you know, some small business owners that are looking to expand their portfolio into retail space. You know, so we will continue to search for properties and try to get deals going with these clients. Going to meet a client right now that I've been networking and building relationship with over the last 3 or 4 years. They're American, but they live in Israel. And, you know, it's great to be able to, have someone that, gives you a call and asks for your opinion and, is looking to work with you, over the year. So it really, I'm really grateful for that. I'm, hopeful that what I'm doing is, working to build these relationships and to build this business. So it's just nice to be able to have those type of clients that you're dealing with over the years. You may not do a ton of business with them, but, you know, you just know that the relationship is going to create some business sometime. And, you know, you just got to figure out how you can service their needs. And, you know, so we're talking property management challenges. We're talking about, you know, what's the next step in investing in the Cleveland market and things like that. You know, they're transitioning, it sounds like, from multifamily to single family. You know, so it wavers. Over the years, I think both has been viable in any market. Again, you just have to know what market you're in. You know, there's a market for apartment buildings, there's a market for smaller multifamily, there's a market for single family. So if you know what you're doing and what the market is demanding, then you can find those deals where you can make a profit from providing that product. So we'll see what, you know, again, we're going to get involved with all of it. That's my goal, is to get concentrated within, you know, some form of residential, multifamily, and commercial retail, and light industrial commercial. So, and then developing mixed use sites for all of those purposes. and becoming the developer for that. So, so we'll see. So, I'm going to let you go. We're going to, well, possibly be back on here for today or tomorrow, and let you know some updates on this particular client that's in town for the next week, that we're going to be working on some stuff. They have some new technology to help identify properties by using the data that's in the county database and some other sources that are publicly available. So we'll let you know how that can possibly help you and help us all in the real estate investing game. So with that, have a great day. Keep learning, keep thinking, and most importantly, just keep doing.